Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Brooklyn, and I want to say thank you so much for pushing play on another episode. And guess what? I had the best news during the week. There was a lovely lady that I spoke with, and she said she'd binge listened to every single episode, and she just had three to go. And do you know what? That made my day. Like, thank you so much. I love it. Okay, welcome to all of the new subscribers. And of course, thank you so much to everyone for pushing play on yet another episode. And let me begin by saying so sorry that I didn't release an episode on Saturday. But hey, guess what? I'm going to release two for you today to make up for it, because I don't want you to miss out. Okay, so question came through, and the question was from Susan, and Susan said, can I be a woman in private practice and really make this work? Such a great question. And I guess a few things come through for me, and Susan, I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, so I'm not quite sure where she's at. So I'm just going to wing it a little bit in terms of, I'm going to go in and see what intuitive guidance I can receive and go from there. So I guess the first thing that's coming through for me is, you know, I'm just wondering, do we have any limiting beliefs going on around what could be possible for us as women in private practice? And I think it's really such a valid question, especially for those of us that are already in paid employment, and we've still got that employee mindset of like, you've got to work hard to impress your boss so that you can keep your job, get paid, pass your performance review, and all those sorts of things. Of course, it's going to feel very scary, and you're going to question and wonder, am I cut out for this? You're not alone. And I would just ask you to dive more deeply into what's behind this thought. And listen, when you have that awareness, the next step would be really thinking about, well, how true is that thought? Like, where is the evidence for that thought? You know, we learn about this in psychology, in social work, in counseling. It's like a process of working through those, well, they're called limiting beliefs, aren't they? So I want to check, you know, where's the evidence for this belief? How true is it? Is it really true at all? And then asking yourself, you know, how is having this belief impacting me right now? So for example, when I was retiring from psychology last year, it was a huge step. It was a huge step. I've been a psychologist for over 20 years. I had the reliability of my psychology income because a lot of my clients were getting Medicare rebates and all that sort of stuff. So I had that doubt myself, thinking, if I let all of that go, can I really make this work doing counseling and coaching and, you know, teaching? Like, can I make this work without having the psychologist title and entitlements to fall back on? And what came through for me was an awareness of, you know, I was not feeling confident. I had a lot of self-doubt. So I had to ask myself, you know, how true is it that I could, you know, that I won't be successful? How true is that, that I'm going to fall over completely and lose everything that I've worked so hard for? How true is that? And it was by looking back at my past experiences, I was able to see, hey, I've been through so many difficult times in my life, in practices, but also in my personal life. And every single time I got back up. I am a very resilient person. I can see that. But sometimes it requires looking back in order for me to get the awareness of what it could look like for me to move forward. So then you have to think about, you know, what's holding on to this belief doing to you at the moment. So when I was questioning, am I good enough to release psychology and move into private practice without that title, it was keeping me in psychology longer than I really wanted to be. You know, I was stuck in that doubt cycle. I kept sort of vacillating forward and back for a period of months. Like, you know, my family will tell you that, my girlfriends will tell you that it was an idea that I played with for a long time. It wasn't something that was a decision that was just made overnight. And it probably cost my business opportunities. It probably cost my business money. It probably cost my business, you know, working with dream clients that I really, really wanted to be with. Personally, you know, I was doing well with work. Don't worry about that. And I was happy, but I didn't realize how happy I could be. And now that I'm on the other side, I feel like I've 10x'd my happiness. And I just didn't know that that was possible back then. So I felt fine. But what I know now is that had I made that move sooner, I could have felt this elation and this joy and this alignment a lot sooner as well. Yep. So it cost me that. It had costs for my clients as well, because my books were full and I was having to turn clients away. You know, I don't believe in waiting lists. It's not how I roll. And I appreciate everybody's different. But it's out of alignment for me to have them, so I don't. So I ended up having to turn away clients that we would have been amazing working together. So there was that cost as well. And then, of course, there was the financial cost, and there was the cost to my health and well-being. So think about, what's the cost to you and your practice of holding on to this belief in terms of physical, emotional, spiritual, occupational, family, recreation? Think about all the different facets, okay? If you can hear some sort of staticky sound in the background, that is just Gabe. He's decided he wants to scratch his own back. So he's rolling around on the ground there and he's snorting. So excuse that. He'll stop soon, hopefully. Okay. So then what's the next thing that I did? Okay. And so then I had to sort of sit down and think, okay, let's just daydream here and allow myself to go big and think about, you know, well, hey, if I backed myself, if I didn't doubt myself, if I felt confident that I can make this work and I just took action and I did it and it worked, what would that look like? And, you know, with my coaching clients, we go, well, this is the vision and the vision beyond the vision. And so it's by allowing yourself to sort of get in that headspace and really dream about what could become possible that you find yourself shifting out of that fear and shifting out of that self-doubt into a space where you suddenly start to feel excited and elated and lit up and joyful and all those sorts of beautiful things. You know, allow yourself to imagine life without this belief or without this thought and just see what comes through for you. And if you like, you know, talk about it to your girlfriends, talk about it to your partner, talk about it in the groups, talk about it to me if you like. But start talking about it, because the more you do that, the more real it begins to feel. And this is what we want for you. Yeah. And so I guess once you've done that, it's just, and you have that sort of realization that, yes, I can make this work. And yes, this is exactly what I want to do. From there, it's a matter of really changing that belief, isn't it? And shifting that belief. And so this is what I find so liberating. You get to choose what the new belief is going to be. And so for me, I didn't like sit down consciously and think, oh, what could my new belief be? But what I felt was a shift. I felt I'm a feeler, right? I think things through, but mostly I feel and intuit things. And I identify as clairsentient. Like, I just have this knowing a lot of the time. And there was just something within me that just kind of knew I was ready, knew I needed to do it, knew that I was going to be okay, knew that I could lean on my capacity to be resourceful if it all, you know, didn't work out. And I did choose actually to lean into my faith, which is not religious, but my faith is I believe that I'm exactly where I need to be. I believe I'm supported by the universe, and I do believe that things are happening for me, not to me. So I trusted in my faith there. I trusted that I'd be taken care of and that I'd be looked after. And I don't know what it was that got me to that point, but that's what it was for me. So my new way of seeing things was through the lens of my spiritual practice. It was really taking it from, oh, I've got crystals and I journal and I do this, to fully implementing it, going beyond playing with cards, going beyond, writing things out and brain dumping. This was actual, it's getting real now. This was a time for me to test how strongly I believed in what I believe in, that the universe does always have my back. And so from that space, it felt very natural. It felt easy. It felt light. And you know what? The whole process was seamless, smooth. Did my business suffer? No, it did exactly the opposite. It grew financially. Like, I nearly tripled my income not the first 3 months, but definitely the second, which was just amazing. And that wouldn't have happened if I just stayed where I was. So this is, I guess, you know, a long way of answering Susan's question here about, can you be a businesswoman and make it work? Can you be in private practice and make it work? The answer is absolutely you can. You just have to, I guess, do the inner work, which is what we're all about here on our podcast, Private Practice with Soul. And it's what I'm all about in my mentoring and supervision and coaching. It's about helping you get comfortable by finding your true north and being able to line up your practice and line up your life with your true north, because that's when everything comes into place. It's when everything works. Probably the clearest or easiest way that I could share this with you is, have you ever had that experience where you've held something above your head and it's felt really heavy, but then you kind of find your center of gravity and it's kind of weightless? Has that ever happened to you? Like, have you ever done that? It's kind of like that. That to me is what flow is. It's that sense of, oh, my body and my mind and my spirit are exactly right where they need to be, and there's no pressure here. Everything feels light. Things are weightless. Things feel really amazing. The other thing that I would recommend here when we're thinking about, can I be a woman in private practice and make it work, is really go back to what we spoke about in the last podcast about those four levels of consciousness and have a look at that belief that you're holding and see where it fits in terms of that scale of the four levels. Is that belief of yours sitting in by me consciousness, where it's kind of like you're the victim and everything's happening to you? To me consciousness. The other one is by me consciousness. And by me consciousness is, are you starting to move into a place of responsibility now? The third one is through me. So that's where you're in flow, because all your processes are now lined up and your training wheels are off and they happen on autopilot. And then the fourth level of consciousness is through me consciousness. So if you're in to me, how can you start to shift out of that victim mindset by taking some action, okay, towards creating that private practice? And it might be little things like getting a domain name or nailing your business name or looking at brand colors, things like that. If you're in by me consciousness and you're ready to move up to that next level, how can you do that? Easy. You've got to look at what can you let go of. Okay, so you've got to stop trying to control everything now. When you're in through me consciousness, you understand that everything's coming in flow and it's all just working on autopilot. It's not requiring a lot of energy or effort from you in terms of the business. But if you want to move to as me consciousness, that's because you're in flow when you're in through me consciousness. So if you want to move into as me consciousness, you need to start looking at how you're connected to the practice, how the practice is connected to you, how you're connected to your clients, how your clients are connected to you in terms of energy or, you know, things like that, how you're connected to the world around you, how you're connected to your community, and how the world around you connects to you, how your community connects to you. So there's this no separation anymore. It's that, you know, that infinity loop that looks like the figure eight on its side, where it's just energy flowing from you to everything and from everything to you. We're all the same. We're all one. How do you move into that space? You do it by beginning to see little things and challenge yourself. Say, well, you know, like I've got Gabe. So I might say, okay, how are Gabe and I the same? How, you know, and I can say, well, Gabe and I, you know, in terms of physics, we're both made up of particles and protons and atoms and stuff like that. We're the same stuff. We just look different. So I might start there. Or I could say, well, you know, we've got similar personalities, you know, we like to be still and eat and sleep and do all those. We love affection and pats and cuddles and kisses and all of that sort of, and we love to be playful. And so start looking for the similarities, and that's how you're going to begin to see that you, there's no separation between you and what you see in the world, because you are in the world and of the world. I know, it's like so good, isn't it? I could talk about this stuff with you guys for ages, but I can't, because I have to go and see a really beautiful client. And you know what? I also want to say thank you so much to people who have been providing testimonials for the group, the Australian Counselors in Private Practice Online. It's so beautiful to see them coming through. I've received another three overnight, and I'm just so blessed. Thank you so much. Guys, if you're ready to look at the level that you might be in when it comes to a belief with your private practice, let me know, because we can jump on a quick Zoom and I can give you some steps to support you in shifting from one level to the next as it applies to your unique situation. And I would love to do that, because yeah, I love it so much. And I hope you do too. It's so nice to have these conversations with you, with people who like this stuff and get it and are open to it. So thank you so much for being so open, for embracing these ideas. I know it's not the norm to be talking about integrating spiritual practice with your private practice. So I want to thank you so much for, yeah, supporting the show, supporting me, and for being brave enough to even explore this type of stuff. So thank you. Okay. I love you guys so much. And I will go and see my client now, and then I will record another one. So you're going to get two today. Okay, my lovelies, have a beautiful day, and I'll see you shortly. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.